It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the best of times again. January 6th was surreal. I woke up to read Sam Cook's article in the Duluth News Tribune about Duluth's ivory gull. Sam had been out of town until the day before, but put together the story at the last minute using one of my photos. Then I went to my computer to read an email from Brian Murdoch, who had found a dead ivory gull the night before at Connors Point in Superior when he was photographing the sunset. What heartbreaking news with such ironic timing. Lots of people had been planning on making the trip to Duluth to see the gull, so I posted the sad news on Facebook. Birders who had not yet seen it were both disappointed and sad. Those who had already seen it felt both relieved and sad. It seemed a tragic waste to leave the carcass of such a valuable bird in the snow for scavengers, so I got directions from Brian on the phone and headed to Superior to retrieve the specimen with my friend Eric Brunke. It's of course illegal to possess wild birds or their parts without a salvage permit. This bird was going to be sent to a museum post-haste. Brian Murdoch, who discovered the carcass, works at AMI Consulting Engineers on Connors Point. He was out of town, but a couple of his co-workers came out to help us find the poor thing. And finally, there it was. Brian had noticed tracks of a coyote or a fox at the carcass when he found it, but there was no way of knowing if the bird had been roosting on the ground when it was killed, if it had been knocked out of the sky by a wintering peregrine or gyr falcon, or if it had been dropped by an eagle. Feathers had not been stripped from the carcass. The actual eating had apparently been done by a mammal. Eric and I took photos on the site before retrieving the parts, and I took some more detailed photos at home. Then I brought the carcass to Nathan Goldberg, who just happened to be birding in Duluth that day. He's a student at Cornell who has a salvage permit for the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago, my favorite museum at all. When Eric and I returned to the car after retrieving the bird, we both had messages that people were seeing an ivory gull at Canal Park right at that moment. Our carcass was an immature ivory gull, and so was the bird at Canal Park. There were two. We headed straight to Canal Park and got more happy photos. Sam Cook called me while I was at Canal Park. I'd emailed him about the dead gull, and now he was hearing there was still one at Canal Park. He quoted me saying, "I've got the dead one in my car. I'm looking at the live one." So what exactly was going on? This is what we know. On December 30th, Scott Wolf saw a white gull off the end of Park Point while walking his dog. He did not send out a general alert, but did message Petter Svingen and Mike Furtman about it. Petter let some other active gull watchers in Duluth know to watch for it. No one had a chance to photograph that bird. On New Year's Day, Larry and Jan Kramer were standing at the mouth of Miller Creek observing the birds when they discovered the bird headed for Canal Park or somewhere else on Lake Superior. When Petter Svingen and they relocated the bird at Canal Park, Petter put some salmon out for it. The moment I got the word, I grabbed my camera, binoculars, and my little dog Pip and charged straight to Canal Park. I took over 700 photos of it the afternoon of the 1st. Russ and I went out on the 2nd, and I took a bunch more photos. The bird seemed to fall into a pattern of appearing at daybreak, rewarded by birders tossing it food. After eating its fill, it would loaf on the shipping canal wall or fly out to the water with other gulls. Every now and then an eagle would fly over and the gulls would scatter. At this point, it might disappear for an hour or two, but would return to the shipping channel in mid-afternoon. This was the pattern from January 1st through the 5th. Other birders may have gotten photos of a second gull, but it seems most likely that the bird at Canal Park has been the same individual from the start. The one found dead in Superior may be the one Scott Wolf first saw on the 30th. There's no way of knowing for sure, and there's no way of knowing when it died either. It's extraordinary that even one ivory gull would turn up in Duluth. I'm really glad that the bird that was so cooperative and gave me so many lovely photos is still among the living. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.